Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's increasingly the case that when someone dies, they wish to be buried, but in a sustainable way. And the latest development of that is a coffin that biodegrades in just 45 days and enriches the soil because it's made from mushrooms. They are produced by a Dutch company called Loop Biotech, and its founder, Bob Hendricks, joins us now. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Now, it's mycelium, really, they're made from rather than mushrooms. I was kind of exaggerating slightly. What is mycelium?
Yeah, of course. Mycelium is the vegetative part of mushrooms. It's a more technical term. It's an actual organism, but yeah, people understand mushrooms a little bit better.
Yeah, and so is it the case that you grow these coffins?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. We grow all of them in the Netherlands in just 7 days. We mix agricultural waste streams together with mycelium. And then, the organism simply grows itself in just 7 days.
And I assume it grows inside some sort of mold to get the shape.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so if the mold, which is, of course, the shape of a coffin or an urn or pet urns, we make everything funeral related because those products tend to end up in the soil. And we like to not harm our soil when we die, but enrich it.
Yeah, and the finished product, is it solid? Is it hard if you're to touch it?
Yeah, so it can carry up to 200 kilograms. It's suitable for natural burial, traditional burial, but also for cremation. And the cool thing is because it's grown and it's an organism, it feels like a mushroom. It's very soft, very warm, and people tend to hug it and feel more close to their loved one.
Huh. But while it's hot, it's warm. It's it can take enough weight for the average human body.
Yeah, it can take up to 200 kilograms.
So, yeah, that's pretty sturdy. And how long have you been producing these for?
Yeah, this was actually my graduation project 5 years ago. So since then, I'm making these. And we started in the Netherlands and then Europe and now Canada, US. And we had the first burial last Friday in Australia, where we had the privilege to help a Sydney family.
My word. So do people just go to your website and order one and then you kind of send it to them? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, basically that's the way it works. So either families come to us direct, we help them, or we have local funeral directors who we partner with, or local distribution. Depends a bit on the geographics.
Yeah,
but everyone who's now listening and wants this, they are able to get this.
If a person is, can you make them to order? By which I mean, if someone is really tall, so you need a super long one, can you make them to fit the size of the person?
Yeah, now me as a Dutchman and being the inventor, I of course made sure that I would fit. So I'm almost 2 meters. So we got it good. So at this moment, we only have one size, which fits like 95%. And we grow everything, but we order everything from stock. So we have stocks in various countries. You guys are Ireland, right? Closest by is Newcastle and in the south of England.
Okay.
We also have stock.
All right. That's fascinating
stuff. And we're looking for new partners in Ireland. So anyone listening... could be one of the first in Ireland.
Indeed. Right. So if anyone's listening who might be interested, you can Google Loop Biotech and get in touch. Bob, thanks for talking to us today. That was Bob Hendricks there, the founder
of... Thank you so much.
The founder of the company.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.